For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah. Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock Klein Alley show. Vanessa, that's been ordered, so you can go ahead and
thank you.
Send what's-her-face over, as
Campbell.
Allie calls her.
Who?
Campbell.
Soup.
Who?
Soup.
Soup.
Send soup over.
We got lots to get to this hour on the show. Good morning. After 10 o'clock, right now, we get you into a bunch of water parks, three to be exact. You, three friends, family members, the choice is yours. Four-pack of tickets to multiple water parks in Southern California are yours if you're the 20th caller right now at 800-520-1067. So call now and claim your way in and go ahead and take care of all of your plans for the summer. Allie, would you like to hear someone that has a compliment slash insult for the show?
The whole show or just me?
I think it's an insult for you and me together,
also
a compliment for us as well. So here we go.
Yo, Klein and Allie. Hey, man, you know, me and my wife were discussing it, and you guys are pretty terrible at, you know, interviewing people. Your interviews are horrible. They're boring. They're long, Allie, after, you know, 85-second questions. And honestly, I want to put a gun in my head every time. But let me tell you, the other day when you guys interviewed the Wolves of Glendale, man, that was probably your best interview. I swear I enjoyed every second of that. Maybe it was them. Maybe it was the fact that they were just so cool and you guys are just whatever, but let me tell you, please do your interviews like that, because normally you guys, you know, S the bed big time with interviews.
Thank you.
Every single time, I'm just like, dude, are these the worst interviewers of all time with the worst questions?
Wow.
But man, the Wolves of Glendale, man, they rock. You guys rock that interview. I appreciate you guys. Sweet divots. My pearls.
My pearls. One out of every 20 interviews.
This guy in the band?
We're able. I think that may have been one of the Wolves of Glendale calling to salute that interview with them.
He's really just complimenting Wolves of Glendale.
Right. Nothing
are
to do
our
with
interviews,
us at all.
I mean, I know it's not my forte, but no, are they really all that bad?
Pretty bad. Yeah.
Right.
I think they're boring for most people. Because, listen, if you're like Muse, then you want to hear what Matt Bellamy of Muse has to say. But if you don't care about Muse and you just want to hear us make fun of Jake,
it's painful.
Then you'd rather hear us make fun of Jake. This guy does not want to hear us make fun of Jake.
Hey, I'm a Southern California kid, grew up on K-Rock. You guys are the best in your chemistry. Stop picking.
Not according to the last call. The last call said we're not the best. So this guy says we're the best. This guy, the last guy said we're the worst.
You guys are the best in your chemistry. Stop picking on Jake. He's so funny. I work nights and I put my earbuds in and Jake just makes me laugh. So be nice to Jake. I don't care if you have amps. You're cool.
I think we are nice to Jake for the most part. Jake brings it on himself a lot of times because he's so stubborn in his, you know, he will never admit he's wrong, and he's wrong a lot. And
no, I am not.
And he also,
especially with the Buc-ee's thing. Buc-ee's is clearly a gas station, and he won't let that go.
Did you see that TSA put out a statement saying some of you may have visited a very large gas station, and we're going to let you know what Buc-ee's items you can take through TSA and which ones you can't?
Yeah, and that's according to a government agency, Jake.
Okay, well, according to Buc-ee's, they're a store.
And they're going to be expanding, and it's interesting because this whole Buc-ee's thing, you talk about manifestation. Like, there had been no conversation of Buc-ee's in the history of the show ever. It was a stupid question during a round of Allie Knows the News where I said this viral gas station is expanding to Arizona, whatever it was. And Jake got all upset and says, not a gas station, it's a store. That started this whole thing. Since this started on our show, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, Buc-ee's, it's like a reverse mush situation.
It's everywhere.
They are now, I'm here because of the World Cup stuff and because of the fact that they're now announcing that they're going to open locations, I believe, in Southern California.
No way.
Whoa, no way, really?
Yeah, I think I just saw their expansion plan includes a bunch of more gas stations.
Stores.
A bunch of more gas stations that will be opening in Southern California as well. And every time this stupid man makes this stupid argument, we get all these people that call that listen to us in Texas, listen to us in Bucky's land, and they say, I'm a regular, and that place is definitely a gas station that has other stuff as well.
Yeah, I don't see anything about it opening in Southern California, but you never know.
Well, look, Klein's wrong again.
14 new... I looked at a map, and it had dots. I thought I was looking at a dot in Southern California. I don't know where the dot was.
It was that store.
But you know what?
It was okay. Definitely a gas dot. That much I know. It was a dot.
Store dot.
If you were to search gas stations in Arizona, Bucky's would come up, right?
If it was a gas station, yes.
But if I search stores...
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Would it come up?
Yeah, type in new stores in Arizona and see what comes up.
I gave you the link.
Read any
new... And you refuse to play it.
New stores.
Read new stores. Well, you're the audio arbiter of sound. Why don't you play it, Jake?
Fashion outlet. Desert Ridge Marketplace.
That's not Bucky's.
Arizona Territory.
Nope.
Scottsdale Fashion Square. Local Nomad.
Now, if you type in, out of curiosity, that's Jake in the background. If you type in gas stations in Arizona... Let's see how quickly Bucky's pops up. I'm just that curious because this is now looking at, you know, the general population of the world and the internet.
Bucky's in Goodyear, Arizona, open 24 hours. Our fave gas station is the one review that was written here.
Jake, I hope when you're floating on that river doing your stupid annual float, you have some time to really ponder what a stupid argument you're making.
It's a solid argument, and people in the goat line have made other arguments in my benefit too, but you just refuse to play them.
I haven't.
Okay, there is one person who reviewed it as the following. Make the trip to check out the brand new Bucky's. Wow, this isn't a gas station. It's a destination.
There you have it. Ariana, you are the 20th caller. Congratulations from Rosemead. You are going to go to not one, not two, but three Southern California water parks to have the wettest summer imaginable. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Also, my son loves Johnny, and he turned 10 on Friday, so this is his birthday present.
That checks out.
Oh, good.
Johnny does relate with many a 10-year-olds on the show and in the listening audience. Wild Rivers, Knott's Soak City, Six Flags, Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, and happy birthday to your son. What's his name?
Logan.
Johnny, want to give Logan a special birthday shout-out? He's a big fan of yours because you guys have the same...
Yo, what's up, Logan? Happy birthday, bro. Hope you enjoy the water park. Don't drown and eat lots of hot dogs and go swimming immediately right after. Later,
all right.
Logan.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, thank you. I like
Logan's going to drown.
Yeah, that was a weird thing.
Oh, and go pee in a pool, Logan. Go pee in all the pools.
Get into a brand new hour of the show next on KROQ. Good morning. On Saturday, we celebrate America's birthday, 250 years. But today, we celebrate something that I think is equally significant. And no one has taken even a moment to acknowledge it. Would anyone like to...
Anniversary?
Titi Kaga?
Wish me anything?
Wish you anything?
Anything? Anyone? Nope.
Is it the anniversary of your weird nose surgery?
It's the Fall in the Hall anniversary.
Nope.
It's a Merry Neckmas.
No, it's not Merry Neckmas.
Is it when you got your nipple pierced?
No.
Merry Neckmas to all.
It's your first day at K-Rock.
No.
Oh.
This is a very significant annual day that should be
something on all... Something related to pizza.
Should all be on your radar, and I'm shocked that I've made it this far in the show and no one has even taken a moment to acknowledge or...
July 1st.
Happy half birthday!
Thanks, Vanessa.
Are you serious?
Thank you, Vanessa, for paying tribute... Where tribute
How
deserves to be paid.
Did you pull that out of your ass?
Happy because today is July 1st.
Today is my half birthday.
But you don't care.
I do care. I think it is.
You don't even care about your regular birthday. Why would you care about your half birthday?
You're absolutely right.
He cares more about his half birthday.
I don't care about the regular birthday. I care about the half birthday. I think the half birthday.
Why? Because we're all at work?
I think the half birthday is more of a day to be celebrated than the actual birthday. The actual birthday, at some point gets sad because you're just like, oh, man.
I would not expect anybody... close to me or otherwise, to know of or wish me a happy half birthday.
No one gets madder, and this happens every year. I'll usually wait until sometime tonight, and then I'll say to my wife, I can't believe you didn't do anything. And she'll say, for what? And she gets mad every year because she just thinks it's the most insignificant of all days, and that I'm a grown-ass man, and why should I care at all? Because you're right, I don't care about my birthday. I don't care at all about my birthday.
I had no idea in the 10 years I've known you that you care about your half birthday.
That's how much it bothered me. That I've been sitting on this for 10 years. And so I would like to...
what would you like?
I'd like to call my wife and put her on blast right now that here we are now, almost done with the show, and there has been no mention of it. And she will not be happy about this because she's asked me in the last few years to never bring this up again because that's how much she dislikes this day. And her actual birthday is coming up this week. So that's, you know... Gets
it's just a few days away.
Gets all the glory. And no glory is left for my day.
What about her half birthday?
Who knows when that is? It doesn't matter.
No one cares.
Once again, she's dodging these calls now because she knows. Maybe she's out getting me a cake right now.
Probably. That's probably what it is. She's ordering the strippers. She's doing the whole thing.
Your call has been forwarded.
Everyone expects...
And this is right after Father's Day. You've already been celebrating. Keep calling her?
Yeah, because everyone expects some sort of something on their birthday. That's the expected. Like, surprise party on your birthday. It's not that much of a surprise. Your birthday. Half birthday. That's where it's at.
You should get half of nothing, which is nothing.
Not half of nothing. You should celebrate it. It's a great tradition.
Tradition?
Hello? Can't believe she's dodging these calls. She knows.
She doesn't know or care.
I know. She definitely doesn't care. That much I know.
Who has ever done anything for a half birthday?
I think it's, once again, why have we decided the day you were born is significant? Because everyone has... she's not taking the calls. I'm so annoyed. Allie, so is there anything...
Do you want me to order you a pizza or something?
I already bought you guys coffee.
Okay.
Happy half birthday.
So that you...
To everyone. Omar, you don't believe in celebrating the half birthday?
No, of course not. That's ridiculous.
Vanessa, you're with me.
I feel like for you, yours counts because December 1st is such a, not a birthday.
That's also not his birthday.
January 1st.
That's what I meant.
It's amazing that you thought today was his half birthday, which isn't right.
January 1st is not like a birthday because New Year's just happened. So,
according to 818, the Cheesecake Factory, Yogurtland, and Blaze Pizza all offer special half birthday deals.
Well, I stand corrected.
Did you know that that is a celebration?
The
Holy Trinity, baby, of celebrations. I mean, I hope I'm never at the point in my life where I'm walking into a yogurt land demanding my half-birthday treat.
Well, if you get a free yogurt today, a free froyo, that's actually a pretty good treat.
Yeah, now you gotta go there and record audio.
Yeah. You have to tell them it's your half-birthday. You have to go to all three of these places.
Are you glad you brought it up now?
No. Now I'm upset.
Hi, can I have a 7,000-calorie pizza?
I just want to let you... Listen, you may not think that's important, but in a moment... Hey, One Arm Gary?
Yeah.
You have a big day today, don't you?
Yeah, I get my arm today.
Today he gets his arm.
Arm day. That's way more important.
Don't you steal my thunder, One Arm Gary. It's my half birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Half birthday.
You don't even say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Duke wine. Happy birthday, drink wine.
Hey,
happy birthday to you.
Hey, you're going to become...
It's arm birthday day.
It's arm day. I'm so honored to share my half birthday with your day where you become half a man, become a full man today. He gets his arm today, Allie. Today's arm day.
So when you go in and are they just clamping it on and it's going to stay on forever?
And they have this thing that
when is new phone day?
That's great. Hey, One Arm Gary, we do want to talk to you, but we can't hear you.
Okay.
Our plan.
This is going great.
Our plan, Allie, was with One Arm Gary. He gets his new arm today, and we were immediately going to have him hold a firework and light it and see if the new arm can beat the firework.
Well, it's like the people getting the Cybertrucks. You have to test them out.
But the new arm is made of titanium, correct?
It's red and black, and it has tattoos on it.
It does?
What is she saying?
Does it have different attachments?
I think it does.
Yeah, it has four.
Four attachments?
Okay, what's one? Can opener? What else?
Number?
It's got to be like one of the shoehorns.
Vibrator and a holder.
A holder? Isn't that just a hand?
That's what they call it, though, in his world.
No, it's like...
But One Arm Gary, this isn't one of those arms that looks like a human arm, right? This looks robotic.
It kind of looks robotic, yeah. It's red and black, though.
Mm. Well, listen, happy arm birthday to you. Happy half birthday to me. Let's just agree, both very important days, right?
Oh, so the other one.
That guy's excited.
Send us a picture.
Yeah. Congratulations. We'll do a christening next week. Well, at some point, come in here and we'll look at your arm. I'd love to be able to give you firework. Would you hold a firework with your new arm and light it, or no?
For sure.
Okay, great.
Okay. Sure, your health insurance is going to be very happy about that. Hold on.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into a round of a gunshot or firework coming up a little bit later this hour. Chance to win and prove that you know the difference between the sweet sounds of fireworks and the dangerous, very scary sounds of gunfire, which is a game that you'll be playing with your neighbors and your family for the next foreseeable future. Right now, though, it's time for us to figure out if humans stand a chance against robots, as many people are planning for backyard barbecues and 4th of July hangs. More than ever before, people are turning to AI to help them plan their backyard barbecue and figure out how to cook stuff and what to get. And so we've decided, do us humans stand a chance in the world of barbecuing? It's time for man versus machine. Three questions that are asked to artificial intelligence, but also that we attempt to answer as regular red-blooded American human beings. So we go to this first question. The human representation will be from DJ Omar Khan,
right,
representing humans. Omar is the most robot-like on the show, but because he's got all the ability to play sounds and whatnot, but he is still human, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think they just now have AI designing the ideal burger.
Yep.
So they have new kind of AI technology to determine how to grill something properly and how to make food the right way.
Remember
which
Flippy?
You would feel like humans would have that.
Remember Flippy, the burger that was going to be at all the places?
Yes.
doing all the flip? We talked to the inventor of Flippy.
Yes, become a thing?
I think it was a thing because I feel like I got a bunch of pop-ups on Instagram that were like, how would you like to invest in the future of hamburgers? Flippy, the Flippy robot. And I was like, I got to put my money in that thing.
And bet the house.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to go in that. Everyone's like, you should go into SpaceX. I'm like, no, I'm all in on Flippy.
Flippy.
It's a robot that flips hamburgers.
Change it all.
So first question is, Omar, let's say you're throwing a barbecue, having people over. You're not a seasoned pit master. What is something simple, easy that you could probably figure out how to do that would impress your guests?
The easiest thing that you're going to do is a hot dog. There is very little ways to screw up a hot dog, and it's very forgiving because even if you do burn it a little,
it has
a little black. It tastes great.
I know.
So you can't screw it up. And also,
I love the hot dog.
Everyone does feel like they love the hot dog.
Even if it's undercooked, like, it's already pre-cooked.
Right.
Yeah, you can't make anybody sick. Yeah.
Can't undercook it, can't really overcook. I mean, you can't overcook sometimes. Sometimes they leave a few on there. A few days later, you find them, they're covered in maggots.
Yes, but it is more forgiving if you overcook or it's dry because you're usually eating it in a bun with a bunch of other stuff on it.
All right, Omar says hot dog. It's a crowd favorite. Let's find out what AI robot says in Man vs. Machine Barbecue.
If you're just getting started with barbecue, chicken thighs are the easiest choice. They're inexpensive, flavorful, and much less likely to dry out than chicken breasts.
But if you get the seasoning wrong on the chicken thigh, they're going to come out like crap.
I mean, there's definitely a more margin of error.
Excuse me, make wonderful chicken
on the
thighs.
Chicken thighs, but at least the chicken thigh, you feel like you're getting something a little bit more elevated than a hot dog. But I don't know, it's tough right there because people also undercook chicken. That's Salmonella City.
Yeah, but AI's right. It does cook pretty quickly, and it's more flavorful because of all the fat.
The question is, what's the easiest? What can you figure it out? I think you have more room for error when you're trying to cook a chicken thigh.
But I also think that you're not going to impress your guests as much with hot dogs as you are with chicken thighs.
That wasn't the question.
And by the way, you know that you played the clip of Vanessa saying she loves the hot dog, but also she loves the chicken. Let's not forget that.
Oh, man, that is true.
I love the chicken thigh.
So, all right. That's going to be a tie. Round one is a tie between human and robot.
Right.
And we go to question number two. Allie, for you, this is what people are using now, AI, more than ever before. You have 20 people at your backyard barbecue. How much meat do you need?
Oh, got to go a pound a person.
A pound a person?
Yeah, you got to make too much. Because then everyone goes, oh my gosh, Allie, you way outdid yourself. Look at all this food. We can't possibly.
But you just made all that food. No one wanted it.
No, I did. I barely had any leftovers.
People were eating salad at your barbecue.
Edamame salad.
Well, one friend made a particularly delicious salad.
So you're saying
stole the show, but
you're saying that a pound a person.
Yes, and you have to have variety. You have to do a pound a person, and you have to do at least three or four different things. Mm. I did chicken, regular beef burgers, turkey burgers, and grilled sausage.
But where's that salad? That's what they're all saying.
The edamame salad was a side that was just waiting in the wings.
This is
to
what
compliment what I did.
AI said, if you're planning on inviting people over for backyard barbecue at all during the 4th.
For a typical backyard barbecue where you'll also have buns and side dishes, plan for 1/2 pound of cooked meat per person for 20 people. That's about 10 pounds of cooked meat or 15 pounds of raw meat.
Yeah, because you got to do the math on that, and the meat loses a little bit of its weight when you cook it. So they're saying 15 raw works out to about 10 cooked. 10 pounds cooked meat does not seem like enough.
It doesn't.
Not enough.
You want to make too much.
Because you have the initial thing you're going to eat, then you're going to go swimming or do activities or whatever, and then you want seconds.
Yeah, you have like the plate that you did properly, but then you have the people that just go by and pick stuff off the grill with their fingers afterwards.
Yeah, if you run out of barbecue, you have done it wrong.
Yeah.
I think
Allie's right. I got to give the point to, she's not good at cooking, obviously, but she gets the point anyway.
I am good at cooking.
Final question. We go to our fashionista on the show, Jake the Nerd.
Yeah.
What is the appropriate attire? This is a big one. People get invited to a 4th of July barbecue, and there's a lot of questions you have to ask yourself before you get dressed. And so we go to you, Mr.
The man with the extensive jort collection.
Mr. Jort.
This is when jorts shine the most, is at a 4th of July barbecue. The
saddest sentence ever said. This is when jorts shine the most.
It's jorting season.
Do you wear jorts on the river when you go down it?
No, I got board shorts. I got board jorts.
Jorts. That makes no sense. Why are they jeans?
Any jorts near Jake are board jorts. Pretty quickly. Go ahead, Jake. So you believe jorts is the answer?
Well, I think it's a really forgiving attire for the 4th of July barbecue because it's pretty lax. So wear whatever you want. Jorts is a good one because it's blue, and you want to wear like red, white, and blue if you can, or at least something with an American flag print.
Yeah.
All right, that's what Jake says. Got to be patriotic. Let's find out what the robot says. Final question.
Only one outfit is acceptable for the 4th. It's a red, white, blue, stars and stripes bikini. Anything else means you are a dirty communist.
Okay, well, thank you, robot, for that. So Jake is kind of right.
Take that, jorts.
But I think the robot really gave us the hottest outfit ever, which is the red, white, and blue stars and stripe bikini.
I know, and you got to buy a new one every year.
Yeah. So, sorry, Jake. Robot wins that round, and us humans got defeated by our future robot overlords that will kick our ass while wearing jorts. It's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Promise, we have time for one game and one game only. It's that time of year where we play firework or gunshot. If you'd like to call us now, this will get you prepared for all noises you'll be hearing above and near your neighborhood for the foreseeable future. 800-520-1067 is the number to call. Once again, 800-520-1067. You give us a call and you have to figure out if this is the sweet sounds of a firework or a gunshot. You'll be playing it with your neighbors. If you don't believe me, just check out any Ring neighborhood next door at chat that's going on right now. Probably over the last few days, you've had quite a few. I don't want to alarm anyone, but I think I just heard multiple gunshots. And then someone else said they're fireworks dummy, and then they get into a big fight about it.
I know, and then you look like the idiot if you're the one. Don't be the boy who cried fireworks.
Right, and also you think to yourself, should we call this in or not? And the police department talks about how they get so many calls this time of year from people.
Well, I don't know, after your neighborhood, but after Mexico won last night, I mean, everything was lit up over here. It was insane how many fireworks were going on.
It was a nonstop celebration. My dog started doing a real freak out right when the game ended. And I was going, I didn't realize my dog was such a fan of Mexican soccer. And then I realized that he was hearing the fireworks that even I couldn't hear. And then they were
really?
Yeah, because then I went outside and then you could hear it pop, 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 pop. It was everywhere.
Cool.
So that was a good warm-up round. Let's say hi to Adam in Los Angeles. Adam, are you ready to play the game?
Sweet damage. Yeah, let's go.
All right, time for a firework or gunshot. Here we go.
When you live in L.A., you hear nightly.
Not that.
That's just Ali.
Just Ali.
Here at K-Rock.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the sound that happens on your block. Firework or
gunshot.
All right, listen closely today. You just get a little sound of it. And is this a firework or a gunshot, Adam? Listen closely. Here it is.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Give it to you again.
That's going to be a firework.
He says firework. We've only had one winner so far this week. It's been difficult this year, this season for sure. He believes that is a firework, not a gunshot. Let's find out if he's right.
Ooh. Like that.
Ooh. Look at that.
That is absolutely...
Look at that. I've been shot in the face.
That is a woman that was murdered. No, that is absolutely a firework. Congratulations. That one there, I believe, is called Grim Reaper, Allie. It looks like a lot of fun. Ooh. So you can go ahead and light that one off. It's illegal in the state of California, so you're going to have to find someone else to get it for you. But if you are looking to have some fun, listen to how much fun Grim Reaper is.
Ooh. Like that. Ooh.
Look at that.
Hold on one second. Congratulations.
Sure.
Hey, that woman took my jacket. Son of a bitch. It's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Do some takeaways and we get the hell out of here. It's Wednesday, which means we'll drop a bonus podcast on you, whether you want it or not. It's called Klein Alley Show Overtime. Some people love it. Some people hate it. But it is uncensored rambling, and you'll get that coming up soon. If you're not already following along, you can find us wherever you get your podcast. That's lots of possible places. Just search Klein Alley Show. And once you get the spelling right, maybe you'll find us.
Unfiltered rambling to your heart's content.
Yeah, so we'll get to that coming up a little bit later today. Takeaways from today's show, and then we will officially turn it over to Sluggo, who's got more of those water park tickets for you coming up in about 15 minutes.
Let's see, 818, my takeaway is Allie's a shipper. That's right, I only want to go back and forth by ship.
Allie looks good if she traveled by ship, like cargo.
When you're horribly seasick and puking off the side of the boat. Let's see, 909, my takeaway is someone owes Klein 50 pizzas.
I don't know who. We had a lot of gambling that went on today, but someone owes me 50 pizzas.
Maybe for your half birthday.
I want it.
626, Rocio's husband needs directions to a new personality. 562, happy birthday, Klein.
Happy birthday to me. Thank you for saying that. It means a lot coming in from the text line.
510, Klein is a candlelight 6 or 7, but a light bulb 4.
That's why candlelight is great. Everyone looks better. That's why, like, whenever you see one of those movies where all making love and it's all romantic, it's usually candlelight.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
The flicker of the candle is just enough to be like, I think that's a human I'm doing, but man, you don't have to look at all their weirdness.
We would have crushed before electricity.
Crushed in the candlelight days.
818, my takeaway is careful with those fireworks or you might be getting the nubber. And 818, my takeaway is Steve needs his medicine.
Yeah, Allie's dad number 3 needs his meds. He's going to erupt all over Hawaii, so get ready for that. Mount Vesuvius is going to be exploding all over the throat coat.
Mount Vesuvius? My mom said that Steve thought it was very funny today.
Yeah, he's got a great trip to look forward to.
818 said if you want to get out of work, you got to say you got to go to Tijuana to identify a body.
That's right. Thank you, Bud Light Bros.
Good improv.
What's your takeaway from today's show? Vanessa, what do you got for us?
It's sports George season.
It is George season. That's right. What is your takeaway there, Postmaster Johnny?
Dead cousins get you out of work.
Yep.
That's right. Just make up another cousin. Don't be stupid and say grandparent because that runs out after a while. Just keep killing off cousins and uncles. It can go on forever. Jake, you got a takeaway?
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of the Idaho Elsewheres.
Yeah, go Elsewheres. You may see LeBron playing there next year. We don't know. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is Jake's culture is not your costume.
That's right. Jake has a crapping problem, so don't use that as an excuse. It's not funny to him. Omar, final takeaway of the show.
Merry Neckmas, everyone.
Merry Neckmas.
Merry Neckmas to you all. It's not Neckmas.
My other takeaway is if you're committed, you have to let out a couple of farts.
You have to. It's the only way to commit. Have a great day. Do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. Stick around. Get some Sluggo next, and then we'll go in the other room and have ourselves a little fun with the Showtime Pod. All right.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Doo-doo-doo. Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Oh.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Just okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.